Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Fairfield area weather calling for a chance of showers today. Otherwise, a cloudy day. A warm-up expected later this week. We'll check the forecast at the end of this news. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Heavy rainfall moved through the region Saturday, dumping several inches of rain in the area, resulting in several flooded roadways for a time late Saturday morning and afternoon. Here at the studios of WFIW, we measured 5.84 inches of rain on the day Saturday. Other areas received considerably more rainfall, particularly north and west of Fairfield, where some rainfall amounts of over 10 inches were noted. One resident east of Sisney near the Enterprise area this morning reporting 14 inches of rain between 6 p.m. Friday and 2 p.m. Saturday. Reports out of Mount Vernon indicated some people were evacuated for a time due to rising floodwaters. Here in Fairfield, the rain caused several city streets to be flooded, including North 1st Street near the high-rise, Southwest 7th, Johnson Street, parts of Elm and North Streets. Route 45 between Fairfield and Jeff had water over the road, as did Route 242 a few miles north of McLeansboro. Rain has caused area rivers to jump sharply. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of 4 a.m. today, was at 21.1 feet, a rise of over 8 feet from late Saturday morning. Flood stage is 17 feet. Little Wabash below Clay City was at 20.7 feet, above the 18-foot flood stage with a crest of 22 feet expected Monday. At Carmi, the Little Wabash today was at 19.6 feet and expected to go above the 27-foot flood stage this week, cresting at 33.9 feet by Thursday. Skillet Fork at Wayne City this morning was at 16.5 feet, a foot and a half above flood stage. A crest of 17.7 is expected on Monday. Saturday's rain was the result of the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Gordon. As we said, a small chance of showers is in the forecast today. Otherwise, this week is expected to be drier with a gradual warm-up. Heading into the holidays, the U.S. Postal Service expects they will need more help. Starting Monday and ending September 21st, you can apply for positions such as casual mail handler, holiday clerk assistant, or postal support employee mail processing clerk. Those jobs pay at least $16 an hour. USPS field recruiter Norma Taylor says to apply, you can just go to the website at www.usps.com/careers and search for your state. You must be at least 18 years old at the time of employment, or 16 with a high school diploma, be a U.S. citizen, be able to pass a background check and drug screening, and for jobs that require driving, have a clean driving record and a valid driver's license. The Board of Directors of the United Methodist Village in Lawrenceville accepted the resignation of Paula McKnight as CEO of UMV last week. She had led the institution to a 5-star rating in 3 straight years. The board is now initiating a search for new leadership. Details on the process were not immediately known. Anyone with questions can contact Nancy Myers, chair of the board, at nmyers941@gmail.com or consultant Larry Minix at larryminix@gmail.com. Well, who's ready to pick some apples? Illinois apple orchards are opening up across the state. Like the condition of other crops, this year's crop of apples varies depending on where you go. Stephen Miller runs Liberty Apple Orchard outside of Edwardsville. He said his crop has fared pretty well. He said the returns on growing apples is better than growing corn or soybeans, but tending to an orchard can be labor-intensive. The Illinois Specialty Growers Association says Illinois has 460 apple farms on close to a little over 2,100 acres. In other news, First United Methodist Church is hosting a homecoming and formal giveaway on Saturday, September 22nd. There will be a variety of formal dresses, bouquets, and accessories available free of charge. There's a large selection of dresses and many sizes available. If you need more information, you can contact Donna Reaver at 618-516-1785. Frontier Community College Foundation is co-hosting a fall fashion show with Carnaby Square, scheduled for Sunday, October 21st. The event will be held at Johnny and June's in Flora and will begin at 2 p.m. Tickets are currently for sale from any foundation member. The fall fashion show will feature the latest fashion trends across a large variety of great boutique brands. Models will be wearing autumn shades as well as classic colors, complete with brightened jewelry and other accessories. Carnaby Square owner Christy Horning has been hosting fashion shows for nearly 30 years, and she's looking forward to providing an entertaining show for guests. Desserts will be provided for guests, and 10 prizes will be raffled off throughout the show. All proceeds from the event will go toward the foundation's purchase of a new digital sign on the FCC campus. Tickets are available from any member of the foundation or within Carnaby Square. For more information, you can contact Foundation President Sarah Rush at 618-516-1200 or Event Chairwoman Linda Spicer at 217-725-1340. Tickets are $10 per seat or tables of eight can be reserved for $100. Local organizations can also sponsor a table for the fall fashion show. An Illinois county has approved a memorial honoring three former governors from Kankakee, including convicted ex-Governor George Ryan. The Kankakee County Board reportedly endorsed it in a 10-2 vote last week. It'll be on the Kankakee Courthouse lawn. It'll also be dedicated to Lynn Small, governor from 1921 to 1929, and Samuel Shapiro, governor in the late 19th. Member Michael LaGuise opposed it, saying he didn't get one call in favor. Board member Robert Ellington Snipes expressed reservations, citing Ryan's corruption convictions, but he said Ryan also did some good. He voted for the plan. The Woman's Club of Kankakee led the drive for the memorial in the city about 50 miles south of Chicago. The group hopes to have it completed in October. In area deaths, 63-year-old McLeansboro resident David Ray Campbell died at 9:17 Friday morning at his home. He was a lieutenant at the McLeansboro Police Department for 33 years and a member of the Blooming Grove Baptist Church. He also loved riding horses. Surviving are his wife Debbie, children John David Campbell, Lisa Diane and Brian Scott, Barbara Lynn and Tori Potts, Billy Jean and Randy Huff, Angela Denise and Kevin Nelson, DJ Campbell, grandchildren Geraldine Jean and Tyler Murphy, Adria Joanne and Brenton Atterbury, Logan Scott, Danica Rochelle, Maribeth Sue, John Austin, Madison Christine, Regan McKenzie, Trey Lee Allen, Alyssa Allen, Justin John Clyde, Sheridan Lynn, Shaylee Joe, Jacob John David, great-grandchildren Leighton Allen, Weston Roy, Hayden Tate, a sister Beverly Badgett and husband Buddy of McLeansboro, and a brother-in-law Steve Nelson of Springerton. Funeral services for David Ray Campbell will be at 10 a.m. Monday at the Blooming Grove Baptist Church. The church will open at 9 a.m. Burial will be in Blooming Grove Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation from 5 until 8 this evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Gateway Chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in memory of John David Campbell. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Shirley Annette Lewis died at 1:40 p.m. Thursday at her home. She was a homemaker. Surviving are three daughters, Christine Gabbard, Patricia Morgan, and Lynn Lewis, all of Fairfield. Nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and a brother, Chuck Schreier of Flora. Funeral services for Shirley Lewis will be at 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from noon Wednesday until the time of service at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Jerry L. Beeson died at 4:40 p.m. Thursday at St. Louis University Hospital. He had retired from Caterpillar in Aurora after 31 years. He was also an avid woodworker and performed automotive bodywork. Surviving are his wife, Brenda, a daughter, Ginger Cisco, and a son, J. Bruce Beeson, all of Fairfield, 6 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brothers James A. Beeson of Jeff, and Don Beeson of Fairfield, sisters Rosalie Pierce of Sisney, Kate Oval of Flora, and Nina Stanford of Newton. Several nieces and nephews also survived. Graveside service for Jerry Beeson will be at 1:30 p.m. Monday at Union Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. And a celebration of life service for 80-year-old Mount Airy resident William Burt Rogers, who died Friday, August 31st at his home, will be held at 1 p.m. Monday at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, Detroit picked up another win over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. Washington Nationals beat the Chicago Cubs 10-3. Milwaukee over San Francisco 4-3. And the LA Angels beat the Chicago White Sox 12-3. College football, Illinois over Western Illinois 34-14. Indiana top Virginia 20-16. Kentucky over Florida 27-16. And number one, Alabama over Arkansas State, 57-7. St. Louis Cardinals finish out their series at Detroit today. The game could be heard on WOKZ 105.9 starting at 11:15 this morning. Cubs will be at Washington, and the White Sox out west taking on the LA Angels. Your Fairfield area weather for today, 30% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, a high near 66, becoming partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 75. Mostly sunny each day Tuesday through Friday, highs of 78 Tuesday, 80 Wednesday, 84 Thursday, and 85 Friday. 72 yesterday's high in Fairfield, 60 today's low. We picked up 5.84 inches of rain on the day Saturday, and the present Fairfield temperature is 60.